The Beaver Lake Sailing Club hosted its third annual Dock Walk on Saturday evening. Ozarks at-large's Jacqueline Froelich saw it as a good excuse to go to the lake and has this report.
Temperatures were creeping up into the mid-90s by late Saturday afternoon, but on the shores of Mulder Hollow near Lost Bridge District on Beaver Lake, it was breezy and cool at the Beaver Lake Sailing Club. Sailing Club member Judy Walker takes us to Dock 1, where Casita, her 24-foot Hunter sailboat, is tethered.
We have about 100 boats, maybe closer to 90, actually.
The club site is very pretty, nestled in a forested cove filled with crystal-clear green Beaver Lake water. According to club history written by its first commodore, James Dunn, the club formed in 1965, just after the lake impoundment had filled. Dues were $10, and sailors initially met on the steep banks of the copper mine side of LaRue Peninsula. A few cars in that era would be submerged, boat trailering mishaps at that rough spot. A year later, the club's first regatta was held at Prairie Creek. Members routinely travel to other lakes to race their Lasers, Demons, Catalinas, and other craft in U.S.-tiered events. Rocky Branch Marina served as the club's first home, but in 1978, members purchased this place, a 20-acre parcel near Lost Bridge, well-protected from winds, situated in deep water. The purchase price, $13,500. The Beaver Lake Sailing Club incorporated as a nonprofit in 1979, with charter members listed as Jim Dunn, Jerry Havens, Cecil England, Tom Jones, Bob Ellis, Dave Pelfrey, Gordon McNeil, and Bill Guest. Part of the history, club members cleared forest debris and established good relations with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Soon they'd constructed an 8-slip dock. Today, the private Beaver Lake Sailing Club has lots of amenities, including an air-conditioned and heated clubhouse to accommodate 100 families, from young couples in their 20s to individuals in their 80s, and most everyone pitches in.
2 times a year we have a work day that everybody participates in, and we keep the docks repaired, and we clean and fix and do projects all over the place to just maintain. We keep our slip fees pretty low because of that, you know, because it's hands-on and people helping people. When somebody, for instance, this boat just raised her mast today, and 4 or 5 people just step in and help, you know, so that's a nice feature of having the club, and people are always there to help each other.
Memberships are very affordable, $25 a month, with slip fees up to $40 per month, so working class families are able to join.
People have to pay, they have to fill out an application. They pay a $500 initiation fee, actually, now to join the club. And then the board, of which I'm a member, I'm officially called the Rear Commodore. The board approves the membership, and they join. We have a waiting list for slips, and it's full. We are at our capacity of what the Corps will let us build docks.
And sailors, like other recreationalists, are a subculture.
Well, it is a culture. It's a lifestyle. We love it. My husband and I also owned an ocean-going vessel for 8 years, and we cruised Bahamas, Caribbean, West Indies, the coast of Florida. 2 years ago, we sold that and kind of moved back home. But we've been sailing my children grew up on sailboats. I think my daughter came aboard the first time when she was about 10 days old, and I had her in a little wicker basket down below. But, yeah, it's just fun.
But this club is also very charitable.
Charity regattas began in about 1992, I believe, and we started racing and having a regatta that people got sponsors for their boats.
Raising money for groups like the Red Cross, local fire department, and now the Arkansas Support Network. Through August 15th, skippers are auctioning off sailboat cruises and other items. with proceeds going to the network, as well as a charity regatta scheduled September 14th. Mike Kieran is Beaver Sailing Club board member at large and vice commodore. He's in charge of the auction.
14 of our club members who have offered their boats up as a opportunity for people to go on a cruise and see what it's like to go sailing and be on a yacht, sort of. We don't really call them yachts because we're not yachters, so much to say. But we do take the sailboats, and we take families or corporate groups or whatever, anybody that wants to go and sail and see what it's like to sail, or take a group of people, families or church groups or whatever. So we're auctioning those off using the Facebook page we set up for that. And then the auction ends August 15th, and when August 15th, then we're going to, whoever has the highest bid, we're going to take those people out and let them experience the sailing life, so to speak.
And really, it's all about sailing for this group, says Judy Walker.
Yes, for sure. And every time that the wind is blowing and you can just raise your sails and gently flow along in the water, it's just an amazing feeling. It really is.
But no sailing for now because Judy's busy helping to organize the Beaver Lake Sailing Club Dock Walk tonight.
This tradition started about 3 years ago, and we originally decided, because we've gotten so big with five docks, Dock 5 is a long way over there, and sometimes you wouldn't really even see each other's boats, and so we have this dock walk where everybody comes down and starts on one end or the other. This year it's Dock 1, and we're providing appetizers and libations. We're actually doing a wine tasting on our dock. We open our boats where people can come aboard and see your cabin and down below. And then we'll spend maybe 30 minutes on Dock 1 and then move dock to dock until... And then, you know, there was a full moon last night, so the plan after we finish the dock walk and into the evening as it cools off, we're going to go out and have a moonlight sail.
And what a weekend to do it, given the full moon was in super perigee, 14% larger as it rose and 30% brighter than normal. 50 people enjoyed a progressive dinner with appetizers on Docks 1 and 2, pasta and Caribbean rum beverages on Dock 4, and your grilled meats on Dock 5. And many spent the night on their boats below deck. A number of marinas operate on Beaver Lake, but the Beaver Lake Sailing Club remains the first and only. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
For a calendar of events or to learn more about the Skipper Cruise Auction for Arkansas Support Network, visit facebook.com/cruisingforkids or beaverlakesailclub.com.